chapter 9 and the first part of the 12th verse. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. I sincerely hope, friends, there's a purpose in the words I've read before you, that the Lord would in mercy grant his presence and help, divine leading and divine hearing. There may be those before me this evening who feel prisoners. I believe the Lord's people know what it is to be in prison. Held, bound, and chained. And how true it is, we can in no wise relieve or release ourselves. It is impossible. There are spots and places in the lives and experiences of the children of God where they feel to be bound, where they realize the weakness of the flesh, the weakness in and of themselves. But what a mercy if you and I have one to turn to. What a sad thing, what an awful thing, if we had none to turn to. I read somewhere recently, I could just forget where it was, of a little girl. And she said to her mother, "Mommy, where do the wicked take their troubles?" I believe that little girl was only about 8 or 9. They have nowhere to take their troubles. They have none to turn to. None whatsoever that can really help them. They may turn to one and to another, but they find no relief. But when it comes to the child of God, those who are redeemed, those who have passed from death unto life, some of our elder friends here this evening, aren't we foolish enough from time to time to turn to other helps, lean on props, and they prove to be of no avail? They prove to be just rotten props. Turn you to the stronghold. Can I hear one saying, are these words addressed to me? Can I come in with these words? They are addressed to the children of God. They are addressed to the whole church. They are addressed to those to whom the Lord Jesus Christ came here upon this earth to seek, to search out, and to redeem. You have just sang of that joyful song, that song which springs forth from the precious blood of the dear Redeemer. And truly, to the children of God, this the precious blood, the virtue of forgiveness, is a joyful song. Dear soul, do you know what it is? for forgiveness, to so ye write in your hearts a song of praise, praise unto the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, as we are noticing last evening, he came down upon this earth to flee and to die for poor sinners. And that gospel has been preached right down through the ages, like Philip preached to the eunuch, praise unto him, Jesus. I was trying to preach in those few words last evening. And oh, when one finished, how short one seemed to come. What a full gospel it is. What a full Christ. And with what power that gospel is made known when the Holy Spirit so takes these things and reveals them unto poor sinners. Turn you. Ah, but one may be saying, can it be me? Can it be me? You don't know me. I don't know you, friend. For the most part here this evening we are strangers. But I do know one, I hope, whom I want to bring before you, to whom poor sinners do turn. They can turn. The dear Redeemer. I don't want to repeat myself from last evening, but I said last evening, if your religion and my preaching comes short of Jesus, it comes short of life. It does. Comes short of life. And we should be void of heaven. It's real. Ah, but you say, you don't know what goes on within. How I feel oft times, sin. How sin seems to spring up. I tell you something. And some of you know it full well, I believe. We carry about with us a body of sin and death. We carry about with us a carnal heart. And that heart, the hymn writer well expresses, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. One said, I believe, to me this morning, Satan leaves his own people alone. If you are tried, if you are taught concerning your sins, if your sins oft times seem to condemn you, then turn you. Oh, you may be saying, is it as easy as this? Yes, when the Holy Spirit enlightens, when the Holy Spirit gives liberty, when you are favored to look up. The trouble with you and me, oft times, we look down. We look down and we look to ourselves. I was once much blessed under sermon of the late William Hope. I don't remember what he said other than the text. But I remember as he was preaching, and perhaps many of you remember him in his latter days, and how he was tremblingly, he raised his hand and his finger, and he said, look unto me. I believe the Holy Spirit. So seal that word unto my soul. For days and days sin seemed to prevail. But the Lord turned. He did. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's not one too deeply stained and died with sin. Look unto the Lord. This is one of the Lord's commandments. This is how the Lord leads his people. Turn you. Where are you looking this evening? Where are you looking? Where did the spouse look when she lost her beloved? She tried various places. And she was given grace to search. And in her searching, saw ye him whom my soul loveth. She lost her dear Saviour, her Redeemer. Where'd she been? She'd been sleeping. And you and I oft times are in that place. Sin seems to overtake us. We seem to be led away with it. And the things of God, they become secondary. And we seem to walk deeper and deeper, or hand in hand with sin. The Lord doesn't leave his people there. Friend, if by the grace of God, the teaching of the Holy Spirit, the Lord has favored you with a knowledge and conception of forgiveness, you won't send your soul away. Why? Because these people who are pardoned are precious in the sight of God. We read it in our chapter this evening. How precious these people are. Therefore, turn. Ah, but as I said earlier, one may be saying, I haven't any power to turn, any strength to turn. We have not, if left to ourselves. We read in Scripture some very short prayers, but real prayer. The language of a saved soul. The reality of the soul being made known. And that, I believe, is when the Lord enabled his people to turn unto him. The dying faith. What business had he turning to the Lord Jesus Christ? Could he expect acceptance? Could he expect forgiveness? How did he turn? Lord, remember me. Have you come there, brethren? Remember me. Not a long epistle. Just a few real words. The reality being poured out. Turn you. He's the same Jesus. The same precious Savior that hung on Calvary's tree. He's the same Savior that had compassion, love to that dear mother. Turn, Lord, undertaking. I am oppressed, Lord. This is how the poor sinner turns. I am oppressed. We read in Scripture for the oppression of the poor and the sighing of the needy. Will I now rise? That's the word of God. Turn you to the stronghold. And our dear Redeemer, he is a stronghold. He is one who stands firm, holds fast. Yea, I believe he in mercy and grace, he looks with compassion upon his people. God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. What a mercy it is. He's a God of mercy. You needn't be in a house of prayer to turn unto the Lord. No. You may be in some deep, dark places. You may be on the high seas. You may be in deep trial. Did we not read this evening? When thou passest through the fire, what the Lord say? Fear not. And we have to turn to him if we are redeemed by precious blood in the fire. There's no running through the fire. There's no skipping through the fire. The Lord speaks of walking in the fire and through the fire. Oh, you may, there may be one here this evening who seems to have entered a little into the fire. You know, the Israelites, they feared when they entered into the cloud. They trembled. They knew not the cloud was for their good, and the fire, friends, it oft on. If I know anything of these things, for our good, it is. The fire does not kill the soul. The fire consumes that which is of the flesh. And whilst in the fire, the Lord's people then have only one place to look to. Only one place. They cannot then turn to the left and the right, no. But only one help. God, have mercy upon me. Lord, remember me. Where's that soul turning to? To the stronghold. To the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where that soul's turning to. And you know, there are times when we have to pass through trials, providential trials, to prove God to be a God of mercy. I remember once, some years ago, In our part of the country, foot and mouth disease was raging. under the farm before me had all the cows killed. And the farm beyond me had all the cows killed. They both had the disease. There wasn't an animal to be seen between Bath and Chippenham, if any of you know our district, which could be 20 or 30 miles. And the authorities gave orders to come and kill my cows on the Sunday morning. They rang me up and said they'd be there Sunday morning. Now, I don't want to puff myself up. I worked hard, and I had a good herd. I remember that Sunday morning, getting up early in the morning and walking down the field. I could take you to the spot, man, and I was in the fire, friends, in the fire. And how one question, is God a God of mercy? Is his compassion clean gone? Will he no more look? I went down upon my knees. It was a frosty morning and a little fog, which meant to say the grass was very cold and wet. And I begged. I turned to the Lord, I hope, as the Spirit helped me, and cried out. There's no doubt anyone saw me would have thought I was foolish. But I begged and begged, and the Lord dropped a word and promised that the plague should not come nigh me, that I should not suffer through that plague. I remember rising off my knees, going home and telling the wife. She couldn't accept it. All she could say was they have to be killed. But I knew they wouldn't. I felt they wouldn't. The Lord promised me, and I believed him. But it was tried sometimes. That disease raged and raged. They hadn't had time, so they said, to kill my cows. And for weeks and weeks, there was those few animals to be seen grazing. He's a good God. Yes, a good God. I know it. I may be saying that's a providential thing. Turn ye to the stronghold, friends. There are times when providence and grace, they go hand in hand. The Lord brings you into those places, those spots you cannot manage yourselves. You cannot do for yourselves. You have to turn to him. I could have turned back walking down that field. I could have turned back and said, oh, well, it's all over. I'm done. But no, in that very spot, I could take any one of you here now this evening to the very spot where the Lord promised. And his promise was a promise. Has he given you a promise? It'll stand the test. It'll stand the fire. It'll stand the foot and mouth disease. I promise will. Turn you to the stronghold. Ye prisoners of hope. Ah, when we do feel we are prisoners of hope. As I said earlier, I believe it is a path the Lord's people have to walk from time to time. That dear man of whom we read was in prison. There was prayer made for him. Did that prayer fall to the ground? Ere it accomplished God's divine will? No. Oh, you may be saying, there are times when it seems as if I cannot pray. It seems as if I have no hope. My hope seems shattered. Is it shattered? You may feel it. You may feel it at times. Prisoners of hope. And you know, I believe, as that dear man was in prison, there was a hope rising up. When they plunged Jeremiah into the dungeon, and we all know what a dungeon was in those days, the horribleness of the very place and awfulness, when he was plunged in there, was there no hope? Was there no hope? Yes, there was hope. Why? He had a God to turn to. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness is yours. Is that where your hope is centered from? Is that the foundation of your hope? Any other hope won't be worth having, friends. No. If the Holy Spirit has led you to see the power and the love of our dear Redeemer in forgiveness, giving you hope, Christ in you. Christ in you. What's one saying? Can Christ dwell here? Do you tremble at it? The very thought of it. The Lord said, to this man will I look. What man? The man that trembleth at the word of God. And there are times when we tremble at those very words. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The dear apostle could say this, but we have the mind of Christ. Is it too high for you? It is for me sometimes. Feel we cannot attain to it. The language is too bright. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Ah, this dear Redeemer, he will burst asunder the prison chains. How he loosed Lazarus. In those few words, there may be a soul here this evening. You may feel bound, but the stronghold, when that stronghold speaks, it is with a voice of divine authority. Loose him and let him go. Do you know what it is to be loose? Loose. You know what it is to be seemingly in the clutches of Satan? You feel to be held fast by him? Do some of you ministers, perhaps you feel it time and time again? I was telling our friends this morning, I felt it last night. For over an hour after I was in bed, it seemed as if Satan was right with me. And he told me I should never preach again. I tried to preach a precious Christ last night, and it seems as if I failed. And he knew how to take it up. He knows our failings. He does. He knows how to bind you. Turn you to the stronghold. Our precious Jesus that releases, liberates, looses, and lets go. Let's go from these things. I do hope then we are acquainted with this stronghold. Naturally, a stronghold is erected for a purpose. And the purpose in defense, is it your defense? Is it your refuge? Can it be said, as David said, God is our refuge? David spoke of him as my refuge, my fortress. And friends, in a stronghold, then there is refuge. Ah, the arrows may shoot. They may shoot all the way around. But those who are found sheltering in the stronghold, in the precious blood of the dear Redeemer, they are saved. Because they are saved with an everlasting salvation. None can hurt. No. None can hurt those who are sheltering in Christ. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. You know him as your rock and your fortress. Have you had to rise and enter into that city of refuge? Have you had to make a retreat from time to time? Have you had to fall back? I often think of dear Peter, how he was so bold, and he began to look down after he had taken a step upon the water. We do look down, friends. We do look down, and maybe one looking down this evening. You may have taken two steps. You may have felt to be in hell, and now you're looking down. Did Peter perish? Did the water swallow him? He turned to the stronghold. He turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. He asked for salvation. Lord, save me. Lord, undertake for me. And what did he prove? He proved that which we read in Deuteronomy, those many, many years before. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He fell into the arms of the refuge. Have you? Has there been a spot, a place in your life where you fell into the arms of the refuge? There's been nothing else for it. Nothing else. You just had to call upon the Lord. Lord, save me. And how that stronghold has proved itself. Look again for a moment. The fiery darts that were lashed upon that stronghold at Calvary. How Satan, with all his power, right from the beginning of our Lord Jesus Christ, his ministry here upon this earth, that stronghold, what darts, fiery darts, it withstood. That time of temptation, and again, how he proved to be the stronghold. They thought they'd killed the Lord of life and glory. They thought they'd annihilated the beloved Savior, but he laid down his life. He did, you know. He laid down his life. Ah, this stronghold. Right the way through his ministry. Right the way to Calvary. How he proved to be a stronghold. I was only saying to our friend this morning, or this afternoon I believe it was, it seemed when the Lord Jesus Christ said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, it seemed as if he come to right to the end of his strength. Right to the end of the way. What a cup he was drinking. What a weight he was bearing. He had to go a few more steps. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And how, as we see him, as the Lord helps us, we have Scripture to set it forth, and much more profitable when by living faith we view him. We view him in agony of soul. We view him as a bleeding, suffering, dying, dear Redeemer. Yet a stronghold. And this stronghold, poor sinner, how this stronghold erects itself, manifests itself, as all power belongeth unto God, when he cried out those victorious words. Those words echoed, re-echoed. The rocks were rent. The graves were opened. The earth trembled. It is finished. There's the power of this stronghold. The voice of a dear Son of God. God's beloved Son. Turn you to him. Turn you to him. Ah, but you may be saying, dare I turn to such a one as me, Yes, the very worst of sinners we sometimes see. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. And the dear apostle, he felt and realized he was the chiefest, the very worst of sinners. You know, as we are brought to see a little then of these things, I believe we are brought to see a little of that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. We read in this same prophecy, in that day there shall be a fountain open. What day? The day of grace. The day in which you live, the hour in which you live now, the day of grace, that fountain has been opened. Open for sin and uncleanness. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. You know, I believe a prisoner of hope is let loose sometimes. A prisoner of hope is tuned sometimes to sing the graces the Lord has made manifest. Ever been favored to sing hymn 160? Healing. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all, and mark the word all. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sins. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there am I, as bold as he, washed all my sin away, the truth. Dear dying Lamb, thy blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Turn you to him, friend. It's my word, if I'm in my right place, and the dear ministers before me, to point to this stronghold. Yes. Point to him. Direct poor sinners to this precious Christ. And you know what? There's a mercy here which we should never, never come to the bottom. Once in him forever, once in this stronghold, in him forever, thus the eternal covenant of God is and stands sure. He's the same stronghold yesterday, today, and forever. This stronghold has delivered. He doth deliver. He will deliver. And if free grace, why not for you? Why not for me? Turn you. If you remember nothing else this evening, remember the word of God. turned you. I cannot convey it to you in of myself. I expect your pastor, late pastor, said many times the same thing. But oh, to be used to the honor and glory of God, to be used to the pointing of poor sinners to a precious Christ. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. May God bless these few simple remarks for his name's sake.